This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep in New Orleans, I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington. 15 years ago, Wendy Kopp was a senior at Princeton, and she proposed a National Teacher Corps as part of her college thesis. That became Teach for America. Over the last 15 years, her idea grew into a hugely successful nonprofit organization. It places teachers in some of the toughest classrooms in the country. Wendy Kopp is still running Teach for America, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What got you thinking about this?
I had been very focused on the issue of education disparities in our country. And literally by the time kids are just 9 years old in low-income communities, they're already 3 or 4 grade levels behind 9-year-olds in high-income communities. I just thought, why don't we have a national teacher corps in this country that recruits talented people of all different majors as aggressively as we were all being recruited at the time to work on Wall Street, but to work in classrooms in our country's lowest income communities?
The 2-year stints teaching in these very difficult schools, do they have an impact on, though, making the school better?
You know, the core members themselves, many of them continue on in education. And so some of the most successful schools in low-income communities today are run by Teach for America alumni. This year's National Teacher of the Year is a Teach for America alum. And at the same time, some of our core members do leave the field of education, and we think that that's important. We need journalists and policymakers and business leaders who we all know have so much to influence our policies and our practices that fosters reform.
Was there a moment when you, say, went somewhere like the Delta or an inner city school and you saw something that made you realize that for you this was really something special?
You know, a woman named Nicole Sharon, who was a middle school math teacher in Phoenix in an extremely low-income community there, literally tells the story of looking out on her students on the first day of school and just seeing a sea of disengaged faces. And 3/4 of her 8th-grade students, who had at the beginning of the year been the lowest performing students in not only her district, but all the surrounding districts in Phoenix, 3/4 of them outperforming all the other students in their district and surrounding district. And it's what leads us to really believe that we can realize the point where all kids have the chance to attain an excellent education. And truly the real question, I believe, is will enough of our country's future leaders step up and say, we're going to lead our country to that place.
Wendy Kopp is the founder of Teach for America. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.